Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to my friends out there. My five fed friends listening. How you doing? How you feeling? How's it going in your world? Are you lonely out there, my five fed friends? I can see you in the darkness in a nasty little office. LL88, Langley, Virginia. It's Saturday, February the 14th. That's Valentine's Day. Are you taking out your woman? Are you taking out your man? Are you going on a special date before it's too late? Are you touching her? Did you give her chocolates? Does she feel okay? Yeah, it's February the 14th, 2026. It's Saturday. It's Valentine's Day. It is right around 9:11 a.m. on the Olympic Peninsula. And it looks like Raytheon and Lockheed et al. Are getting ready to give us a little bit of snow. Just a little bit. They've dumped a lot of this chemical nonsense onto the mountains thus far this winter, or at least they've tried. And you can tell by the coughing and the grossness and the other types of diseases that people call the cold. But you just have to look up and you can see it's those motherfuckers. All you have to do is look up, put down your fucking smart device for a second, and just look up. In early 2020, and I've talked about this before we really saw the size and shape of the COVID, before we fully understand how lopsided things had gotten, in early 2020, when many of us knew that the old world was over, but we weren't quite sure what was coming next, I did a podcast called Popping Smoke. And the message was quite simple, and there's a link in the notes, and I don't give a fuck if my five fed friends read it or not. It does not matter at this point. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't. It probably hasn't mattered for years, but right now it doesn't. Simply put, that at the end, right before the end, right at the moment they really need you to be in a messed up fucking state of mind, they're going to dump a shit ton of truth on you. A crap ton. Yeah, they'll throw lies at you too, like Bill Gates needs help buying antibiotics. I hate to break it to you, fellow Sovietologists, but that's bullshit. But the Epstein stuff on some level could be true. I don't know if Epstein was ever a real person to begin with, and it doesn't fucking matter. That's how the clandestine world works. If you think that it's like James Bond or some kind of crazy shit like that, well, sort of, in the sense that there was more than one James Bond, there's more than one Epstein. Or another way of putting it, they're all fake. Fake as fuck. So I can't tell you anything about Jeffrey Epstein. He's a giant black hole. But if you want to know if elite people do shitty things, if they murder, kill, and rape, the answer is yeah, and they've been doing it for 7,000 years, and none of you ever stopped them. And the only thing that will stop it would be the collapse of the system. That's it. That's the truth. At the end, they're going to dump truth on you, and they're going to dump chaos on you. At the end, it'll almost feel like the good guys are winning, and that's when you know you're about to lose. Next topic. Because it's kind of late in the game for this one. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Have you seen Mr. Lucky? Have you seen Casino Jones? They just won $1 million. I bet they know something. Yeah, here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Ignore the prophecies of a lucky gambler. What does that mean? Well, since about 2011, more or less 2011, I'd say 2012 is the point of maximal effort, or as von Siecht would say, the Schwerpunkt. Around about 2012, when Max Kaiser stopped pushing the buy silver, crash JP Morgan, and switched to the hey, Bitcoin hour, right about 2012, when he basically told everybody, you need to buy the crypto, buy it now. Right around then, I noticed a few things. I mean, again, this was like the third year into the quote-unquote recovery. And there never was a recovery. A lot of people like to push that narrative, especially Democrats. There was never a fucking recovery. I know people to this day who never fucking recovered from it. So whatever you want to call the great financial crisis of 2008, 2009, it was never fixed. Now, did they double down on it? Sure as shit they did, bro. When I was 10 years old, the United States government was afraid that they'd gone over $1 trillion in debt. When I was 10 years old, the United States government was really scared they went over $1 trillion in debt. But we're almost 40 trillion today. That's about $1 trillion for every year I've been alive, or at least since I've been 10. Almost. If you want to look at the economic growth that we've had, quote unquote, since 2009, it's a shit ton of debt. And it's more debt if you want to keep, quote unquote, growing. And if you want to know how this ends, in some ways, we've already been eaten. You want to tell stories about Weimar wheelbarrows and not buying a loaf of bread. I'm telling you, your fucking Weimar wheelbarrow is the house you're living in right now. If you live in the United States and probably most of the advanced countries that have been financialized, your wheelbarrow that will buy you no food is the home you're living in. The hyperinflation already happened. It doesn't matter if it's the crypto or the real estate scam or the stock market. As Bondi says, if the Dow's over 50K, it's all okay. Let the elites play. That's what Bondi said, right? If the Dow's over 50K, they can rape and kill kids. They can eat kids. It's okay. How do you think this ends, my friends? I mean, in the context of popping smoke, where is going to be the resolution? When are these people going to jail? And the answer is never. But if you keep dangling this shit on a string, you've got a problem. You've got a population of people that are, yeah, quite sick from the crap you're spraying in the sky. But you also have a population of people that are quite fucking insane. I thought they could do this for 5 years. They've managed to do it for longer. So since Max Kaiser told us to stop buying silver in 2012, wow, a lot of people should meditate on that shit right now. But since I, to quote the king of proper financial, you know, alternate journalism, Mr. Max Kaiser, told everybody to start buying crypto in 2012 and to give up on that relic silver, people have made money off of crypto. They have. Absolutely. It went from being worth nothing to now being worth, I think, at least still over 60,000 a coin. I haven't checked recently. Because I literally don't fucking care. I don't care. I don't care about the price of crypto. It is a wood chipper. If the central banks needed a mechanism to get rid of excess fiat, crypto's near perfect. Between that and taping bananas to the wall, if you know, you know, you can get rid of a lot of worthless fiat. And in that sense, you can avoid consumer inflation. You don't avoid inflation. Inflation has already happened. But you can avoid some of the effects because that money never reaches anybody. It pays for a banana at an art auction. It pays for an electronic Furby called a Bitcoin. It pays, what, $2 million for that garage bungalow you built in Ballard? And you complain about the homeless people? Go fuck yourself with Max Kaiser in hell. If you took Max Kaiser's advice in the year, you know, whatever, let's say 2012, you stopped buying physical silver, or you didn't buy much. You stopped buying physical gold, or you didn't buy much. You bought a shit ton of crypto. I'm telling you right now, you're already feeling that beginning of what's called buyer's remorse, but it gets fucking worse, shithead, because the gold and the silver are still an optimistic play. Really way too optimistic. And probably unattainable here in a few weeks. But you can still buy cigarettes and whiskey, shithead. Shittard. Fuckhead. You can still buy cigarettes and whiskey and bulk tobacco, asshole. Fucko. Bastard. Motherfucker. You can still buy raw tobacco and whiskey and cigarettes and ladies' feminine hygiene products. You can still buy stuff that people will trade silver and gold for, once things start falling apart, in a way that is noticeable. So far, they've hidden it from the rubes because the rubes are stupid. But pretty soon, even the fucking rubes are gonna notice shit's falling apart. So right about now, the Bitcoin freaks are telling you, look at all the money I made. Look at all the millions I made. The Bitcoin freaks and the realtors and the fucking stock market bros, they're looking at you in the face like Pam Bondi and saying, look at me, I got the mega, I got the Trump, I got the Papa Blumpity Blump, I got the magic roll, let's go smoke a bowl, and ignore the fact, you know, that reality's closing in. And you should listen to Dr. Freckles. Ignore the prophecies of a lucky gambler, okay? Really, ignore it. The gambler's going to tell you they can't lose. The gambler's going to tell you every time they play, they know the outcome. Which means it's either a cheat or it's bullshit. Next topic. Oh my God, I can't believe you. I can't believe you. You're a milk carton mystery man. I am. So, a few years ago, right about the time that Zero Hedge started posting Epic Times articles, so let's say around 2019, 2020, whatever the fuck. But a few years ago, Zero Hedge also sort of put up a paywall. And again, I don't give a fuck. I'm not a commie. If they want to make people pay for their dreck, that's up to them. But there was an article this week that was conspicuously not behind the paywall. And I'm not going to read it to you. Not just because it's over 20,000 words long, a little bit of an exaggeration. I'm not going to read it to you because it's the same old Bitcoin dreck that you don't need to hear. You never need to hear. It's complete crap. I don't care to know who Hugh Hendry is. I'm sure he's famous and he's rich. I'm sure there were times when he made money and times when he was, you know, losing money. Right now, he's telling you with the most absurd rhetoric ever that, yes, you're crazy. I'm going to summarize the article. You're crazy. Bitcoin's probably worthless. You need to buy Bitcoin. Yes, you're crazy. You're mad. You're probably smart. You know what's going on. But look at all these young people. Go buy some fucking Bitcoin. What fucking choice do you have? FOMO, FOMO, FOMO. I didn't jump on the train soon enough. Let's go buy some fucking Bitcoin. This article was conspicuously not behind the premium paywall. And I found that interesting. Because a lot of the secret insider info that Zero Hedge wants you to pay for is about, hey, how can I make some money? Well, clearly, the crypto stuff, that intel's not worth very much. Yeah. Use your Sovietology helmet, friends. Why would Zero Hedge not put this behind the paywall? It's really quite simple. Crypto will enter panic mode at some point. We may not be there yet. It's really a question of what the new Fed chair does or whatever, when the new Fed chair starts, whatever. I kind of think at the end, just like with popping smoke, they're going to turn up the pipes, baby. They're going to open up all the valves. They're going to flood us with a lot of fucking helicopter money. I think there's at least a 50% chance, maybe a 75% chance, that you're going to get a stimulus check this year if you file your taxes. And again, it's going to look great. That's the thing about popping smoke. If they do it right, and so far, I got to say, even though they're evil bastards, they've done a great fucking job. They don't have to tackle everybody. They just have to tackle fucking the minds of enough people. And they've done it. But at the end, they're going to make as many people fat, dumb, and happy as they can. It's kind of like beefing up the cows, you know, with the Halloween candy. Hey, little cow, enter your Temple Grandin maze. Would you like to have some chocolate corn haze? Yeah, they feed candy to these things before they slaughter them. That's another way of looking at popping smoke. Good luck. If you want to buy Bitcoin at this point, you can. If you think you're going to save your ass by buying physical silver and gold, you're an optimist. And I'd have to say that as we enter year 7 of Bull Blimp Doc, it's worse than the collapse of the dollar. It's way worse. How bad? I'd say a 10,000-year event. Now, the question is, will there be more than a paragraph to describe what's happened? What happened with human civilization during this iteration? Will there be more than one or two paragraphs to describe us? 20, 30,000 years ago, when all this starts up again, will there be any record beyond a few words? And will anyone be left alive who can read them? And what's as important, will those that can read those words give a fuck? The article was posted in such a way, so conspicuous, it's like you'd think it would be behind their premium paywall, but it wasn't, huh? Last topic, because I really don't give a fuck today. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. You don't need permission to learn. Now, I currently work at a public school. I'm not proud of this. I don't mean I don't try to work hard, and I don't mean I don't try to educate, although the better I do my job, the worse it is for me, huh? If you know, you know. But yeah, I currently work at a public school. It's a job on the Death Star. I will do it until everything explodes. If you tell me your job, I'll tell you how many degrees of Kevin Bacon you are from Vader. And then you can shut the fuck up. But one of the ugliest things about public education is this idea that you need permission to teach. You do. I have 3 degrees. I have a master's degree in history, a bachelor of arts from the University of Washington with distinction in history, and a bachelor's of science in informatics with a minor in computer science from Indiana University. I should be qualified, and I know that I am because I've seen it with my own eyes. I should be qualified to do a permanent full-time teaching job at the high school, but I can't. I have to jump through hoops. I have to go into a lot of debt, probably another $10,000 to $15,000. Ask me at the age of 56 if I want to accumulate any fucking additional debt at all. Hey, not a trick question, motherfucker. Not a trick question. So you need permission to teach. You can start a private school. Wow. Anybody out there want to invest in my private school? And this goes out to the Utah people, the Utah freaks who talked about me teaching. I don't mean my friends I lived with. I mean some rare acquaintances I've never met who would mention things like teaching and educating and tutoring. if there are some Utah people who would like some fine education and a little one house, one room, one fucking building, country style school, little house in the prairie meets the internet, I'll do it. And I'm not that expensive. I could run your whole fucking school. Now, I don't think I could handle more than 50 students, but I could, yeah, let's say 30. But again, I'm going to get no calls because the internet is dead, because the few people that are real that I've met are in as desperate straits as me, and they're just hanging on too. And shit hasn't even gotten started yet. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when shit really gets started? And what I mean by that, when they can't hide it any longer, when they can't gaslight the fuck out of you, when it's obvious that you won't be able to feed your family this week, and then you go to the, you know, you go to the food co-op, you go to the food bank, and you find out, well, they've got a shit ton of ramen, but they don't have any meat or eggs. So yeah, you don't need permission to learn. You don't need permission to teach. Whether you're learning or teaching, that is up to you, and your integrity is your guide. And if somebody tells you that only certain people have a right to teach or learn, they are absolutely full of shit. And if some liberal, progressive craphead tells you that the public schools are the best place to be doing this, I can tell you definitively, being at probably a pretty good public school, they are definitely full of shit. Have a great rest of your fucking weekend.